Chapter 10. Pitch Imperfect. Cochlear Amusia. Untune that string and hark what discord follows. Shakespeare, Troilus and Cressida. Darwin saw the eye as a miracle of evolution. The ear, in its way, is just as complex and beautiful. The path taken by sound vibrations from their entrance into the external ear canals, through the eardrums on either side to the tiny bones, the ossicles of the middle ear, to the snail-shaped cochlea, was first worked out in the 17th century. It was suggested then that sounds were transmitted by the ear, becoming amplified in the cochlea, as in a musical instrument. A century later, it was discovered that the tapered shape of the cochlear spiral was differentially tuned to the range of audible frequencies, receptive to low sounds at its broad base, high sounds at its narrow apex. By 1700, it was realized that the cochlea was filled with fluid and lined with a membrane that was conceived as a series of vibrating strings, a resonator. In 1851, Alfonso Corti, an Italian physiologist, discovered the complex sensory structure that we now call the organ of Corti, lying on the basilar membrane of the cochlea and containing about 3,500 inner hair cells, the ultimate auditory receptors. A youthful ear can hear 10 octaves of sound, spanning a range from about 30 to 12,000 vibrations a second. The average ear can distinguish sounds a 17th of a tone apart. From top to bottom, we hear about 1,400 discriminable tones. Unlike the eye, the organ of Corti is well protected from accidental injury. It is lodged deep in the head, encased in the petrous bone, the densest in the body, and floats in fluid to absorb accidental vibrations. But protected as it is from gross injuries, the organ of Corti, with its delicate hair cells, is highly vulnerable in other ways. Vulnerable, as a start, to loud noise. Each ambulance siren or garbage truck will destroy a few hair cells, to say nothing of airplanes, rock concerts, blaring iPods, and the like. The hair cells are vulnerable, too, to the effects of age and hereditary cochlear deafness, and once the hair cells are destroyed, it has long been thought they are lost forever. Such problems can be expected to increase exponentially for people who play iPods or other music at too loud levels. It is said that more than 15% of young people now have significant hearing impairments. Listening to music in an already noisy environment, using it to drown out other noise, almost guarantees that it will be destroying hair cells. Jacob L., a distinguished composer in his late 60s, came to consult me in 2003. His problems had started, he said, about 3 months earlier. "I hadn't been playing or composing much for a month," he said, "and then I suddenly noticed the upper register of the piano I was playing was grossly out of tune, terribly sharp, detuned. In particular, these notes were sharpened subjectively by a quarter of a tone or so for the first octave and a semitone or so for the next octave up." When Jacob complained of this, his host, the owner of the piano, was surprised and said that his piano had just been tuned and that everyone else had found it fine. Puzzled, Jacob returned home and tested his hearing on his electronic synthesizer, which is always exactly in tune. To his dismay, he found the same sharpening in the upper octaves here. He arranged to visit the audiologist he had been seeing for the last 6 or 7 years because of a hearing loss in the upper ranges. The audiologist was struck, as Jacob himself had been, by the correspondence between his hearing loss and his hearing distortion, both starting at around 2,000 hertz, nearly 3 octaves above middle C, and the fact that his left ear sharpened sound more than his right. The difference was almost a major third at the top of the piano keyboard. This sharpening, Jacob said, was not strictly linear. One note might be scarcely sharpened, while notes on either side of it would be markedly sharpened, and there were also variations from day to day. There was, in addition, one strange anomaly. The E natural, 10 notes above middle C, not in the hearing-impaired range, was flattened by almost a quarter tone, but no such flattening occurred with the notes to either side. While there was a certain consistency, a certain logic in the sharpening of notes in the affected range, Jacob was very struck by the isolated flattening of the E. "It shows how sharply tuned the organ of Corti is," he said. "A few hair cells out, the hair cells on either side in good shape, and you get one flattened note in the midst of normality, like one bad string on a piano."